morning, Norway. Today is Thursday, 22nd of March, and right now it's clear on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says clear, with the temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 32 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. We can expect southerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour, which means breezy. Forecast for later on is partly cloudy, with a fog overnight. Moon is new today and as such illuminated on 0%, and yesterday was also spring solstice for the northern hemisphere, and many celebrated the coming of spring and new year as well. On Saturday, 24th of March, Mr. Antonio Bulón, a Spanish consul from Mumbai, will come in Auroville on an official visit. At that occasion, he will spend some time also with the Spanish community, and about his visit, Uma from Pavilion of Spanish Culture in International Zone shares with us some details. Uma, good morning.
Good morning to everybody. Italian English and Athens in Spanish.
Yeah, okay, you got some exciting news, really exciting news, yeah? The consul's visit?
Yes, the consul of Spain in Bombay, Mr. Antonio Bulón, visit Auroville in official visit. Is the first time in this Saturday, full day, visit the Madre Mandir, and after some Aurobilians, Spanish Aurobilians, of course, and we are very happy.
Mm. Are you preparing any cultural program for him?
It's few hours only. The idea is visit to the Madre Mandir and visit the town hall, and it's possible some work relation with the Spanish people, and after one tea together with the Spanish resident. This is more or less the idea.
You will also take him to Unity Pavilion to see the exhibition on International
Exactly. Zone? This is another idea they bring to the Unity Pavilion. And if you like a translation in Spanish?
Yes, please, that would be great for the people who understand Spanish.
Bien, la noticia es que el cónsul español en Bombay, el señor Antonio Bulón, nos visitará este sábado. Es la primera vez que tenemos una visita de un cónsul oficial en Auroville. Estamos aún en los últimos preparativos, pero la idea es que dormirá seguramente el viernes en Auroville. Iremos al Madre Mandir, visitaremos el Town Hall, quizás algo relacionado con trabajos hechos por españoles, y luego vamos a tener un encuentro con los españoles residentes en Auroville. El señor Bulón es del consulado que está a cargo del sur de la India, por lo tanto es el consulado que está relacionado con el hacer nuestros pasaportes. Desde aquí le damos la bienvenida. Agradecemos a todas las personas que quieren venir y colaborar, y muchas gracias.
Mm. I think you add something we didn't hear in English, but my question is, the Spanish community is happy with this consul, or is a new consul, or is
no,
he
it's
here
few
for some
years
time?
Ago. Yeah, we are very happy. He's very sweet man. And I know have information about Auroville, and it's very interesting in Auroville. And the relation is very comfortable. Mm. It's nice when we find people like that, open heart, open mind.
Mm. Okay, thanks for sharing this.
Thank you to you.
At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 5 p.m., Le Pavillon de France presents Traveling Through India by Melinda in French without translations. And we shouldn't forget that our new Auroville Foundation Secretary, Mr. Bala Bhaskar, will greet the whole community today at La Terrasse at 6 p.m., which would be also the occasion to bid farewell for Mr. Loganathan, who has been the acting secretary. A community dinner will be later served downstairs at Solo Kitchen. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, Lyudmila on soprano and Pushkar on piano will share with the community concert of classical music by works of Handel, Mozart, Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky and Rimsky-Korsakov. The same concert will also be given in Pondicherry on Tuesday, 28th of March at 8 p.m. in Harmony Hall in Sri Aurobindo Ashram. Children of Dipanam School will share with us the annual cultural show on Saturday at 7 p.m. in the school. This will be an hour of entertainment from the children in the forms of music, songs, dance and plays. Also on Saturday, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of India Culture in International Zone, we are all invited to an evening of Bharatnatyam classical dance by Ashwini Kartikeyan, with the theme She Who Unspins. And we are still with Saturday's schedule of events, and Tamil Heritage Center is conducting one-day international children's theater workshop focusing on Tagore's literature at Sauchu Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Theater experts are participating. And the next day, on Sunday 25th, also at Sauchu from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Tamil Heritage Center is conducting a symposium on Tirukural Ancient Sangam Literature by Sant Tiruvalluvar. Vera Varmi invite the community from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Town Hall for a meditation with Russian bells. You change the locations for the Russian bell meditation for the Sunday, right?
Actually, yes. I felt like I want to take the sound out in different places in Oroville. And for me, the most important thing is that the sound is in the international zone. Somehow the bells came as a response for my calling for something in the international zone. And now I have made two programs. 11th of March it was in Tibetan Pavilion, and 18th of March it was in the International House, the ex-American Pavilion. And it really feels different. Before, I used to play inside the building of the Unity Pavilion, and frankly speaking, the sound is too loud for a closed building. So now it's a very bold experiment of mine that I take the instrument outside. It is also quite a difficult job because its weight is more than 100 kg. So
the heavier.
I don't really know for how long I can continue this experiment unless I have a team of helpers. But so far in March, there will be totally three programs outside. The last one will be on the 25th March at the town hall opposite the cafeteria. And
at 4 p.m., yeah?
At 4 p.m., yeah, this Sunday, 25th March. And I hope the resonance will be beautiful between the buildings.
And from Savitri Bhavan, we got the sad news that Georgian Vrekem talks are cancelled on 24th and 31st of March because of health problems. And Georgian Vrekem regrets having to cancel the last two announced talks. Auroville will celebrate Earth Day on 22nd of April, but they are asking us to help to organize this event. The first meeting will be on Tuesday, March 27 at 4 p.m. in La Terrasse to organize the Earth Day events for this year. They're asking us to join them and let them know what we can contribute to the 42nd anniversary of the Earth Day celebration. And any green initiative is welcome. And this Sunday on 25th of March at 8:30 a.m, Nilatangam Sunday Walk will be conducted by Amber. So they're asking you to be on time. Informational purposes only. If you have spent personal money and did not ask Orville to refund it on cycling recovery, they're asking to email them the amount and brief description at avcrt@orville.org. Examples include money spent to help a worker repair his home, donations from units or individuals to help a specific Orovillian, or any other financial assistance that has not yet been recorded by Auroville. We should remember that this is for informational purposes only. Auroville Electrical Service team informs us that the revised load shedding timings for the Auroville feeder is presently from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 12 or noon to 3 p.m. And if we check the film schedule, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m, we will have a chance to see the first film made in Mali in 1978, with the title Bara, the Porter, which was written and directed by Solomon Cisse, and it's about a young man caught in the growing political and economic tension in urban Africa. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m, we can see BBC documentary Ganges, Daughter of the Mountains. Within the women's series at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m, we can see Dutch comedy drama romance Antonia's Line, made in Netherlands and Belgium and UK in 1995 by director and writer Marlene Goris. Consciousness is not only power of awareness of self and things, it is or has also dynamic and creative energy. It can determine its own reaction or abstain from reactions. It can not only answer to forces but create from itself forces. Consciousness is chit but also chit shakti. Lord Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us at rurlradio.org.